Good morning, everybody. It's so wonderful to see so many conscientious, caring, kind representatives of our community here to make a little statement, just a little statement. I want to show you something that I'm carrying here. This is not a flag of surrender. This is a flag of parley. And according to military law, anyone who attacks anyone carrying the parley flag is held accountable under military law. In what I've heard. Now, whether they obey that or not is irrelevant. But this is my flag of parley. This means I'm come to talk. We're come to talk. And I'm going to say something a little bit later, but I want to pass this to Crystal, who has put this event together. So, Crystal, you start off.
Thank you, Crystal.
Yay!
Yeah.
Everybody's face here. Sorry, it's not close enough. All right. Okay.
There.
So thank you all for coming out. I really appreciate everybody being here. You are all so wonderful, and I can't thank you all enough. We all need to stand up and do whatever we can to protect these kids, because that's what we're here for. We are here to be the barrier, to protect them from the rest of the world, and to help guide them on the right path. And that is my main goal, is I'm here to protect him. And honestly, today is more than words can say of how many people across this country have gathered in different places to be able to walk and stand in solidarity together, no matter what religion they are, where they're from, what language they speak. Everyone's gathering just to stand up for the children. Sorry, I'm not very good at public speaking. I just want to remind everybody today that if we do have anyone that pulls up beside us and starts to razz us or give everybody a hard time, just keep a smile on your face. Kill them with kindness, and that's all we can do. If we do happen to have an issue, which I don't see there being one, as there hasn't been one yet so far this morning, if you happen to hear me yell bear hug on the microphone, then that
means...
I'm
not carrying the microphone.
No, I've got a megaphone.
Okay, good.
It just means link arms and gather around the kids, and we'll keep them safe that way. That's just precaution. I am honestly not worried about absolutely anything happening today. And thank you all so much for coming out.
And I have a few things that were laid on my heart, and I wrote them down. I have to say them to you because I wanted to remind you that you are free to gather here and assemble peacefully and lawfully in Norfolk County, because the people who founded our country under the rule of law, the laws of God, and our foundational documents say so. I want to remind you that the rights that you are given here are not granted to you by our governing bodies. They are given to you freely from God. And that they cannot, as such, be taken away, and that has been written into our foundational documents. It's right in the preamble of our Constitution Act. I wanted to remind you as well that schools and government cannot take away your parental rights unless you let them, or unless you give them, or unless you comply. Because they were not given to you by the government, by the schools, by anything else but by God, who gave you your children. Your children are precious and deserve your protection from evil, from danger, and mostly from predators and from psychopaths trying to confuse them, which I consider, and many other experts do, to be child abuse. In every other time in history, it was the adult's responsibility to shield children from adult problems and to avert their eyes from viewing what scars them in mind, conscience, and emotions. We all know here as adults that some of us suffer PTSD from the things that we have seen, heard, and have happened to us. Protect the children. Protect their eyes. Remember the little Sunday school thing? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Well, that's what we need to do and teach. What we are doing here, if it remains lawful and peaceful, has God's stamp of approval. These kids belong to God. and they're given to us entrusted. Don't be distracted by anyone seeking to harm or lure children away. Protect them everywhere. Teach them what is good and true and right, and let them know you will go to your grave doing this. Mama and Papa Bears, arise in your strength, but under control. God is watching. Be wise. If you were taught this as a child, I'd ask for those who don't know this to have a respectful moment while the rest of us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.